You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Rain, 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 a wicked rain falling from the sky. Down, 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 pouring down upon the night.
And have you had enough of the cold and damp lately? I'm afraid more rain and light snow are in the cards this weekend. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. In a bit, we're going to talk about the end of La Niña. It is officially over now, but will that mean less of this cold rain and snow for the months ahead? First, Cliff, let's hear the shorter-term forecast.
Well, right now, light rain and snow are falling around the region. A weak trough of low pressure is moving down the coast, and so there are mainly snow showers along the coast and mixed rain showers and snow showers in southwest Washington and some coming into Puget Sound. Nothing serious. The temperatures are right in the edge for getting snow, so the snow that is falling is very wet and it's not accumulating. So that'll move south of us today, and later in the afternoon I expect mainly cloudy skies without any precipitation, highs in the mid-40s. Well, the best day is going to be Saturday, no doubt about that. A little ridge of high pressure builds over us. Temperatures will climb into the mid-40s. You'll see a little bit of sun. It'll be a dry day, so everybody's going to be happy on Saturday. Now, Sunday is more interesting, especially late Saturday night and Sunday morning. An upper-level trough comes down again, but this one's coming closer. It's more threatening. The temperatures will be a little bit cooler. So sometime late Saturday night into Sunday morning, precipitation is going to fall, and we're going to be right on the edge of rain versus snow. By the sound at low elevations, I think it'll be mainly rain. But as you get into higher elevations, you know, certainly above 300 to 400 feet, the chances of snow will increase substantially. So I expect some people on Sunday morning will see some light snow, maybe half an inch, if you are above 300 or 400 feet. And there's a chance of some snow showers coming down to sea level. So it's something you got to watch. It's not going to be the end of the world, but there could be some snow on Sunday morning. Temperatures will warm up to around 40 on Sunday, so I don't expect much accumulations, and the roads should be fine. And then we get back into rain showers, temperatures in the mid-40s on Monday, so back to normal.
So the normal cold damp that we've been having all winter, really. But La Niña is officially over now. That's the pattern that tends to bring more of these periods of colder and wetter winter weather to the Northwest, right?
That's right, Bellamy. And in fact, you know, during the last year, we've had a La Niña situation. And let's face it, the weather this year has been radically different than the past few years. La Niña has brought us this cool northwesterly flow. The jet stream has been south of us. So we've had not only cooler temperatures, we've had a little bit of snow floating around, and we've actually been slightly drier than normal in most of Washington state. So it's very different than the previous years. What's happened is that the sea surface temperatures in the tropical Pacific have really pushed over from being cooler than normal in the central and eastern Pacific to being near normal. So La Niña is over. It's finished. Right now, we are officially in what we call neutral conditions, and some people flippantly call it La Nada conditions. And we should be in these neutral conditions probably for the next few months.
What does this mean about the coming winter, though? Are we going to swing into the warmer El Nino pattern?
Well, I've been looking at the computer models, and right now they're suggesting that we're going to move over into El Nino by the time we get into next winter. So we'll be in neutral situation over the summer. So at this point, there's no reason to think this summer is going to be anything other than a normal one. But by next winter, it looks like the sea surface temperatures in the central and eastern Pacific will be warmer than normal, pushing us into an El Nino situation. And so that tends to bring a little bit warmer than normal conditions, less snow, both in the lowlands and the mountains, less storminess. So we may be back into the El Nino situation that we had a few years ago.
Yeah, you're saying that now, but these predictions are kind of notoriously unreliable this far out, right?
That's correct. There is tremendous uncertainty in these forecasts. And the skill of forecasting the next winter's El Nino, the winter before, very, very poor. There's a technical term. It's called the spring forecast barrier. We don't have skill going across the spring. our skill for forecasting next winter will be far better as we get into June and July. So we can wait till then to have a much better feeling for what the winter will bring.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. And he's going to be at the Northwest Weather Workshop in Seattle next weekend, March 3rd and 4th. Everyone interested in the weather is invited, but you do have to register ahead of time. You'll find a link to more information on our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.